Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Robin McKean, and all the hosts for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Robin's Power Hour, a show where we create our own reality. Thanks for joining us. So pull up a chair and enjoy the adventure. And now, here's Terry and Robin.
Everybody, good afternoon, good morning, good wherever in the world you are. This is Reverend Terry Power, and you are listening to the Power Hours with my lady, my love, my partner, my wife, Robin. How are we doing tonight?
I'm doing very well. And how are you, my dear?
You know, I'm actually just a little bit on the aggravated side tonight, so...
Yeah, I heard that.
You know, I'm just amazed at, you and I have been talking about this for, a couple of 3 months now. I've been getting more and more upset about this. And it just seems to me that as a country, we have collectively lost our minds. We have given in to fear. We got both parties, both main parties, the two big major parties. There's about four more, which is probably another topic for another conversation. But we've got two groups of people that are doing their dead-level best to make us afraid of anyone that is different than we are. And from that fear grows hatred and anger and resentment. And, I don't want to sound like Yoda, but that's like the path to the dark side. And it seems to me that collectively we have embraced this kind of collective fear and insanity. And as spiritual people, we talk about the love of the divine and allowing it to pass through us and to spread that to others. What the hell happened? I mean, I'm looking at Facebook and people that I know that are deep spiritual, loving people are name-calling and hating. And we're not even talking about issues anymore. It's just whoever disagrees with me, label them and destroy them. And I'm wondering, where did this come from? When did we go so far around the bend that we stopped embracing love, that we gave in? When did we give in to the fear? And both sides do it. I'm not pointing fingers and saying, oh, this party's better than that party. They're both, the two major parties want us divided, because when we are divided, when we are divided, we are more easily led. And that's all I can think of. It's the only reason I can think that they're both so anxious. Because if you follow the money, all the money goes back to the same damn place. They're all dancing on the damn strings. It's the same damn strings. The same puppet
master. I don't know if I would I don't know if I would say that we are more easily led. What I would say is that when we're divided, we forget the power that we have to create change. For those of you out there who did not live through the 60s, who did not see people in the streets peacefully, for the most part, protesting to create the change in the world that they wanted to be there to be, I feel sorry for you because you have been distracted by all this other stuff, all this, you know, you hate, everybody hates this people, and these people need to hate those people, and, you know, these people don't think those people matter, and whatever it is, we have now gotten to the point where if you haven't drawn at least 16 lines in the sand around you, you know, it's not an inclusive society anymore. It's a, I'm going to hold up here with my peeps kind of society, and that is a dangerous thing. Not only because we are divided and we lose our power when we're divided into small groups, which is exactly what's happening, but we also are taught to fear each other. And so when there's a lack of communication like that, now we can be manipulated by others because we're not talking to each other. I think that we really need to have a call to action. I think it's time, you know, people talk about the prayer warriors and the spiritual people who have lent energies in the past during World War II, which was a crisis, during Vietnam War, which was a crisis in this country, and many other times in this country. We need to come together, whether you be, you know, Catholic or Baptist or Jehovah Witness or, you know, Muslim or Zen Buddhist or Jewish or whatever you are, however you self-identify.
Or gay or straight or black or white or
right.
Native. I mean, we
exactly.
find
but
new
the bottom line is
to
the very
label
first,
other.
The very first thing we all are is human. Doesn't matter what religion we are. Doesn't matter what our genotype is. It doesn't matter where we live. It doesn't matter what the color of our skin is. We are all human, and we all live on this planet, and we all live in a common society, whether it's in the United States or a different country. We all live amongst one another, and we are responsible for being the pebble, each one of us being the pebble in the lake that when it's thrown in, it creates the ripples, ripples of positive energy. And when those ripples of positive energy start to overlap in that pond, the pond becomes more harmonious. And all the ripples tend to go in the same way. What we're doing now is we're throwing boulders and the pond is not getting ripples, it's having a torrent. So what we need to do is we start small, locally, doing positive action, bringing people together, educating people, getting people to talk to each other. That's how understanding and sympathy and love begins. You cannot learn to love somebody that you don't talk to. You may live next door to somebody who's different from you, but do you actually look at them when they walk to the car in the morning at the same time you do to get in to go to work? They're doing something that you're doing. They're living an existence that you're close to living. They live in your neighborhood. They go to work like you do. But do you even look them in the eye and wave? Do you walk over to them and say, hey, you know, it would be really cool if you came and hung out, you know, on the back porch and maybe we, you know, have a glass of iced tea and chat and get to know each other? Have you ever? Would you ever? It's time.
I agree. We have two. We've gotten too involved in group identity. And we stopped having individual identity. That doesn't mean we have to like everybody, but we have to not be afraid. If we continue this insanity of group identity overriding personal identity, individual identity, the world can be an amazing place when the resources and wealth of individuals are allowed to shine. We can build anything. We can accomplish anything. But when we start drawing lines We start building walls instead of building bridges. Then we have all lost. And it doesn't matter where the wall is. It doesn't matter what your group identity is. Get over it. It is past time for us to get over this concept that we have to stick together as this group, or we have to stick together as that group, and that group's out to get us, and that group's going to do this, and, oh, grow up. Grow up. This is how we got to where we are right now. This is insane.
As a core, we are, again, all humans. And we all need the same things to survive. We all seek the same things: comfort, the love of a significant other, the love of our children, a happy home. We wish to be comfortable. We don't necessarily have to have great riches, but you know what? Everybody would like to be able to feed their family and have a roof over their head and have hot, cold, running water and be able to take a shower and have food in the refrigerator and, you know, be comfortable, live someplace where they don't feel oppressed and afraid to leave the house. And in this country right now, we have a lot of people who do feel that way. And we need to bridge that gap. We need to start educating people, because I really, truly believe that this is a symptom of the failure of the educational system as well as the family system. We have completely done everything we possibly could, and I think over the last 30 years, to almost make having a real family life impossible. So many working single moms raising kids, how hard it is. It's very difficult. I've been a single mom. It is very difficult to work, raise a child, pay rent, pay a mortgage, feed the kids, make sure all the housework's done. It's just not possible. We've got to figure out a better way. People need to help each other and come together. Families need to start coming
before
together.
Before we do that, I've been a single parent as well. Mm-hmm. And those that know me know that I, you know, raised a couple of daughters, and they didn't turn out horrible, you know. You know, we got to... I think that some of this will take care of itself when we smudge out the lines, when we start embracing love. I'm going to paraphrase. Dr. Martin Luther King said something about you cannot drive out the darkness with more darkness. You can only drive out the darkness with light. I'm going to paraphrase that a little bit, and I'm going to change it to fear and love. Because fear is the real enemy. Hatred grows out of fear. The opposite of love is not hate. The opposite of love is fear. And you cannot drive out fear with more fear. This drumbeat of fear has got to end. The only way we can drive out the hate and the fear, drive out the fear, is with love. I recommend highly, if you're listening to this and you have not read the Celestine Prophecies yet, it is a book that is, it's a parable. It's written in the first person, and the person is not even identified by name. So it becomes the every person. It talks about love over as an energy overcoming fear. So I recommend highly that you find these books and read them. The first one in particular, The Celestine Prophecy, it goes on with some additional books, but that one really set me really set me on a path of understanding that love is really the answer. This is where we're going to find peace in the world. It's going to come from love. And we talk about the love of the divine. And we talk about spreading that love. If we can do that, really do that, then we can change all of this. So we're going to be very shortly starting a ritual. We've got a little technical difficulties here, and working on getting a couple of our ritualists in, and then we will we'll get this party started. Tonight, whenever tonight is when you are listening to this, time is an illusion, and we are all here together in this moment. Contemplate peace. Contemplate love. Erase the line between you and the person next to you, between you and the person across the street. Erase the lines, because we have got to stop beating the drum of fear. Love is the answer. Not to sound too hackneyed, and here I may upset someone, but love is truly at the heart of all religion. I ended up on an airplane some years ago, and I ended up sitting next to a dean of theology of a Lutheran a seminary, and he knew that I was Wiccan, and we had a wonderful conversation about the nature of religion and the spiritual aspects of religion. And every religion on this planet in some way teaches love the divine, however you define divine, whatever name you choose, and love your neighbor. How about that? Love the divine, love your neighbor. We all teach that. We all talk about that. It's time we quit letting other people give us fear. And it's time to live that. Tonight, as soon as we get our ritual of sin, we're going to do our ritual. We're going to honor the full moon, and we're going to take our monthly trip to the temple on the hill, and we are going to meet with the divine in the person of the goddess. Generally, we interact with the mother. And we're going to pray for love. We're going to pray for peace. We're going to send that love out into the world, across the vastness of this planet, so that we can, through our pebbles, as Robin put it, begin change. So, Robin, what would you want to add? I know I've been on a rant.
No, you'd never do that. No, it's fine. I'm good. I think I said my piece.
Okay. Well, it's beginning to look like our quarter callers are struggling. And something is going on. The direct connect link that I keep sending them every week or every time we do this has not gone through. So I am going to try one more thing here. So if you'll talk for a minute, let me try something, and let me see if I can get this. So talk for a minute, please.
Uh-huh. Oh, there's nothing like here. You didn't even give me a topic. It's not even like that Saturday Night Live lady. Discuss amongst yourself.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like you don't have any idea of the topic already.
Yeah, I know. I just want to say, in general, I'm so disappointed, I think, is probably the best way of putting it, in just everybody's willingness to believe what they're told. I guess I was raised with a good deal of skepticism and looking into things for yourself, and maybe that was more of a 60s thing. I don't know. What was it? What was the old adage? Don't trust anybody over 30 or something like that, because we were all, sort of old hat. Now I feel the opposite is true. I feel like we can't trust anybody under 30 or 40 even, because they didn't live through the 60s. They didn't experience that sense of knowing that you could make change, of having some power if you came together. And maybe that's a bad thing to say, but what I really want to do is, instead of throwing stones at those people, I want to wake them up. I want to educate them. I want to talk to them. I want to help them understand that when we agree to be divided, when we acquiesce to division in our communities, we lose our ability to create change, because we're so worried about protecting what we've got from everybody else. Don't take my stuff, man. Don't infringe on my neighborhood. Don't come over here. Don't do this. The other thing I do feel the need to talk a little bit about, because it's personal, and I'm just going to, this is my bully pulpit, I guess, and I can say things that I feel the need to say. I have cousins who have been in the past Dallas police officers. I have good friends who are police officers. I grew up in New York City. And growing up, I was taught at school and by my parents and in general by my community that if a police officer gives you a direction, you follow it immediately, because that's why they have a badge. If they tell you to stop, if they tell you to drop what you're doing, if they tell you to get out of your car, if they tell you to show them your hands, that's what you do. And I didn't grow up in a horrible neighborhood, but I didn't grow up in the best neighborhood. It was an average New York City middle-class neighborhood. And I don't understand, if you're doing something and a police officer says, hey, wait a minute, come back here or stop. People who just don't do that. And don't understand. So you need to respect police officers. And for anybody who's sitting out there listening to me saying, well, she didn't grow up in a, mixed neighborhood. Well, yeah, I kind of did. I have friends of all different races. I grew up in a neighborhood with all different types of people. So I'm not talking about just people who are white like me. And I know that's a horrible thing to put out on the radio, but I'm talking about a diverse community. So it wasn't just in my little circle. We all did what we were asked to do. And I had lots of interactions with police officers hanging out in the park locally, doing things and running through the park and chasing people and just having fun. And yeah, doing some things that might have gotten me in trouble if I hadn't complied. So you have to remember that they are out there doing a job that is harder than most jobs could ever imagine to be. The only job that's probably more difficult is being in the armed services and being away from home, doing a very similar job, protecting people. Oftentimes, people who don't want you to protect them. Often, people who don't like you. So it's been a very emotional couple weeks for me. I've had a lot of good things going on in my life, but I've also had some real emotional moments as well. So anybody out there who is in law enforcement or serves your community in some way, share that respect for the people you serve with them. And when you do encounter a police officer in your day-to-day, remember, they have the hardest job. They are there to protect you whether you want it or not. They're there to help you whether you want it or not. That's their creed. That's what they're supposed to be doing. And I know not all cops are perfect, because not all people are perfect, because, again, it goes back to we are all humans. So let's treat each other like the flawed, beautiful humans that we are, with respect and with love and with kindness and with courtesy. And maybe we can make it a little better out there for everyone. Did I talk long enough,
ma'am?
So might it be.
It looks like our quarter callers are not going to make it tonight. Technical difficulty. So it is 26 minutes after the break. I think what we ought to go ahead and do is take our break. Let's step back, regroup, and we're going to listen to a song by the artist that we're going to be interviewing Thursday night, Frenchie and the Punk.
Yay!
And we're going to be playing a song from them on Thursday, but tonight... we're going to play a song called Fee, Fi, Fo, Fum. And perhaps it's time to interject something besides the heaviness that we've been introducing here. And so we're going to play Fee, Fi, Fo, Fum by Frenchie and the Punk. We're going to play a quick commercial, and then we will be back to honor the full moon to express our love into the universe and create peace. So, Fee, Fi, Fo, Fum by Frenchie and the Punk. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Fum. Fingers on the trigger, but I got snuck on it. Beep, bop, bo, fum. No! how well we all survive.
International Pagan Radio, a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week streaming radio station. We have informative Facebook page, interactive Facebook group, absorbing interviews with musicians, engaging shows with excellent hosts, and dynamic interviews with spiritual leaders. Come join us. We have the very best pagan music from around the world. We feature artists such as Dave the Bard, S.J. Tucker, Murphy's Midnight Rounders, Elaine Silver, Izon, Brian Hinkey, Robin Renee, Fawn, and so many more, all available for your listening pleasure 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We are also available on TuneIn Radio, so go to www.internationalpaganradio.com. It's all pagan, all the time.
Listening to Terry and Robin on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We're glad you're here. And now, back to the show.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Reverend Terry Fowler, and you are listening to the Power Hours. Actually, the Powers Hours now. My lady, my love, my partner, my wife. Hey, Robin.
Hi. Hi, honey.
Hey. All right. And we're joined tonight also by Navasi, our intrepid booking manager and all-around amazing helper. And couldn't do most of what we do here without her help. So, Niv, thank you for
that. Yeah, we couldn't have even gotten married a couple of weeks ago without her. She came and kept everybody straight.
Yeah.
And hollered out really loud.
All right. So, let us all now collect ourselves and settle. Sweet gods and goddesses, give us the right words to say. Inspiring breed, eloquent Oma, skillful Dagda, lure of the smooth speech. From the many words, pick out the right ones for this occasion and feed them to us, and we will do the rest. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
Now, everyone within the sound of my voice, calm, still yourselves. Become aware of the people around you, both physical and in other places around the globe and at other times. Time and distance are but an illusion. We come together tonight to celebrate the full moon and to celebrate love. Become aware of the opening of your crown chakra
and feel the energy of the universe spill down through the top of your head, stopping at your third eye. And at your third eye, see the ball of violet light spinning and spinning, opening, and allowing the light to spill into your throat, into your head, and stopping at your throat. See the ball of blue light there spinning and spinning until it opens as well. And the light of the universe, the beautiful blue-white light, spills down into your torso, stopping at your heart chakra. And at your heart, see the ball of green light spinning until it too opens, and the light fills you down to your solar plexus, where you see a ball of yellow light spinning and spinning until it opens, and the blue-white light of the universe fills you down to your second chakra, where a ball of orange light spins and spins until it opens. And your entire head and torso are filled with the blue-white light of the universe, the power of love. And at your root chakra, see the ball of red light spinning, spinning. Feel the pressure of the blue-white light of the universe building until that ball of red light opens. And the blue-white light of the universe spills into your legs, down into your feet and toes, up into your arms and out through your hands. Feel the light flow, filling you, almost bursting. And then you raise your hands in front of you, and the palm chakras open, and the blue-white light of the universe beams out from your hands, connecting you with everyone around this globe. Everyone standing here with us. We are creating a web of our love, of our light, surrounding and protecting this space and this time. In a time between the realms, a world of its own, a world created by the we, who are connected by the light of the universe here tonight as we honor our God.
You are comfortably warm. Your physical body firmly rooted in your space. You are acutely aware as you float in a sea of mental tranquility. You are safe, ready, and protected, reaching out toward your gods. Inside this sacred space, cleansed by our light and full of the energy of the divine.
I cast the circle of ancient lore, waves upon a timeless shore. It has no beginning nor an end. It knows neither foe nor friend. Ouroboros of legends old, rings of power forged in gold, a ring around a silvery moon. I cast you now, O ancient rune.
Elements of the East, air, I call upon you and invite you to join us at this full moon. Share with us your gifts of communication and perspective, the winds that spread seeds of fresh ideas and inspire us to create new from old. Tonight, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome. Spirits of the South, elements of fire. We call upon you and invite you to join us this group night. Share with us your gifts of fires that burn bright and warm. They renew us and fuel our passions, encouraging us new interactions and adventures. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and
hail
welcome.
And welcome.
Element of the West, water. We call upon you and invite you to join us at this full moon. Share with us your gifts of nurturing, cleansing, the waters of emotion and creation, intuition and power. Help us to all seek a similar level the way water seeks its own level, so that we may bridge the divide instead of with misunderstanding, with understanding and love. Tonight, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail.
Hail
and welcome.
And welcome.
Elements up north, we call upon you tonight for you to join us in this full moon. Share with us your gifts of peaceful healing, peaceful energy, and the abundance of fruitful harvest in both this physical realm as well as the spiritual realm. Tonight, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Ancestors, you who have gone before us, we call upon you and ask that you be with us this night. We honor you and hold you so deeply and so closely to our hearts, tonight and every night. Share with us your wisdom and your guidance. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail
and welcome.
O God, Father, Protector, Teacher, protect us in our ignorance. Teach us through our ignorance to a place of understanding. We bid you join us here in this place and time as you walk through the world, connecting with the forests and animals, awakening your curiosity and desires as we awaken our own, to strive forward, to learn about each other, to learn about our environment, to be better than we were yesterday, every day. Show us a clear path towards forgiveness, self-forgiveness, and the forgiveness of others. That clear path over the bridge to a place of joy, love, and strength. A place bathed in light. Help us to see far down that path and make the necessary plans to make our dreams come true. Join us, God, as we honor you in this sacred ritual. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail.
Hail and welcome. O great goddess, great mother, we call upon you tonight and ask you to join us in this holy ritual. As you walk through the world, filled with love and nurturing for all. Help us. Help us to remember to nurture. Help us to love. Show us a clear path over a bridge. Show us a place of joy and strength and love, a place bathed in your light. Help us to see far. Help us to make the plans necessary to fulfill our dreams and to fill the world with love and nurturing. Great Mother, we ask you to join us as we honor you in this sacred ritual, and we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail.
Hail and welcome.
And welcome.
Together tonight, we celebrate a full moon. Perhaps this could be counted amongst one of the most tumultuous and emotional for many of us out there, full moons that I've created ritual for in a long time. What we need now is a call to action, to embody the love that we feel from the God and Goddess and show that to others every day in every action. More mindfulness, because it is only through this love that we can heal. And it is only through understanding that we can move forward and be better than we are. We ask you, God and Goddess, tonight to look into the hearts of men and women around the world and show them your love and your gentleness and your understanding, and spread a small spark, a small seed, if you will, that will grow rather than wither and die. We ask you to bless us. To heal our hearts and to wander the world with love and wonder, seeking sacred moments, connecting with the beauty and the majesty of the world around us and what we can find in each other. Goddess, God, help us, heal us. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
And now breathe deeply. Breathe in. Breathe out. Deep breath in. And let it out. Close your eyes and find a comfortable position. Listen to the rhythms of your body. And as you listen, feel yourself floating. Pause for a moment. Enjoy that sensation of floating and rest. Feel yourself floating up through the ceiling of your room, through the roof of your house, out into the sky, surrounded by the stars, out into space, floating, relaxed, after a time you come to rest, you become aware of your new surroundings, you sit on a circle of benches. Fountain in the center, and path leading off into the woods. You feel nature all around you. You feel life. You feel love. Follow the path now across the field. Feel the warmth of the summer. The smells of the grass. Hear the birds and the insects as they buzz and chirp and movement in the trees off to the side. As you walk, you become aware and you see a stone bridge crossing a creek. Step up onto the bridge and pause. Look down into the water that flows beneath the bridge, hurtling down the hill, crashing against the rocks, spraying the mist into your face. On the rail of the bridge, see all of the burdens that you have been carrying, all of the fears, all of the doubts, all of the worries that you have carried. But most especially the fears, doubts, resentment, anything that is holding you back, anything that is stopping you from expressing love, see it pulled out of you and sitting on the rail of the bridge. You may see these as packages tied up with strings, bundles, or simply a box of rocks. However it is you see these burdens, these resentments, these fears, see them piled one by one on the bridge, feel them taken from you. You may even notice that there are more there than you realized. The goddess knows. And now, push them in. Push them in and watch them splash into the creek. See the water rush around them, sweeping them away. The goddess has them now, and they're hers to worry with. Some tasks may be returned to you at a later time. But for now, know that you are about to enter the realm of the Holy Ones, free. Free of anger, free of resentment, free of fear. Cross the bridge now and follow the path. It passes through the trees. And as you come out of the trees, you see seagulls circling overhead and you hear the crashing of waves far below you. Follow the path as it leads up along the cliff line. Follow it until you see the temple. Great white marble temple with a dome and nine columns glowing in the sunlight. Hurry now as you climb the hill along the cliff line and enter the temple. Pause. In the coolness of the shade. See the nine columns holding up the domed roof. See the oculus in the center, open to the sky. Nine silver chains suspend a cauldron over a fire in the center. And beside that fire and beside that cauldron stand the goddess in her form as mother, and the great horned god, father of the forest, shepherd of the world. Approach him now. Stand in a circle around them as they guide you and point you into the circle. The mother steps forward. And uncovers a tray that she has been carrying. And on it is the largest, most beautiful, most perfect rose quartz crystal point you have ever seen. You are instructed now to open your heart chakras. Fill yourself with love. And send your love like a beam of light into that rose quartz. Feel the energy from the universe filling you. Feel it overflowing your heart chakra and the rest of it spilling out in a beam of light, sending your love into that crystal. It is now glowing with this amazing, beautiful pink light. And then it seems to explode with a beam upward. The light flies through the oculus. And as you look, you see it begin to spread out. And beams of light come back down toward the earth, surrounding the earth. Continue to send light and love into this crystal as it sends the love into the world, spreading it across the world, touching hearts and spreading love. As the light begins to dim and the beam diminishes, it pulls back in. And the direction of the light from the crystal changes. And the beam of pink light comes out of the sides and comes back toward your heart chakras, filling you with that love. Sharing that love back with you. And the light dims, and you are full of the love of the divine, the love of all men and all women across this planet. The horned god steps forward with a bag and bids you each take a rose quartz crystal point from the bag and hold it. This may be a stone that you already have in your possession, or it may be a stone that will come to you shortly. But know that this stone will come to you and it will be a part of your life. It is a piece of this whole. The Horn God speaks. Each of you here tonight is a pebble. Create those ripples which can change the world. be the manifestation of the love we have shared and sent out tonight. Be that change. Manifest the love in your life, in your communities. Hold this piece of crystal near you as a reminder of this. And we can take back our world. With that, the mother calls you all into the center, and you share a hug with the goddess and with each other. Feel the love. Feel the nurturing of the mother. And know that you can change. You're part of the world. Now the god and the goddess lead you back to the opening of the temple where you came in. They bid you love and farewell until you return. For this temple is always here. It too is created by the we who have built it. And you can return anytime. Follow the path now back down the cliffside, through the trees and across the bridge. Return to the circle. Hold your crystal. Feel the love. It is now time to return to your room where your body awaits. And on the count of three, you will be returned fully into your body. One, you feel your body now. You feel heavy. You feel the weight. Two, you stretch into your body, feeling your fingers and your toes, move your shoulders, slide back in, and stretch. And three, you are fully returned into your body, refreshed and ready to go.
Great God and Goddess, of whom we are all born, help us to accept this gift of love and healing and to give thanks. Guide us to a place of gratitude for all we have. Help us to want to help and educate and love the other humans in our lives. Show us the way to kindness. Grant us the strength and courage as we go forward this night. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be. Great Mother Goddess, we thank you for being with us tonight, for sharing your nurturing and your love, and sharing with us your message of peace. Continue to work in our lives and guide us. Help us to listen to our hearts and to love those around us. We offer you our love and our respect and we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Spirits of Earth, we thank you for your attendance with us this night and in this moon, full moon ritual rite. Please leave us with the gifts that we are required to continue to move forward on our path and to our righteousness. Stay if you will, go if you must. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Element of West, water, we thank you for your protection and strength and support during this ritual. We ask that you leave us with a sense of feeling nurtured and loved so that we can then turn to others and have them feel the same. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail.
Hail
and farewell.
And farewell.
Element of fire, we thank you so much for being in attendance this rite. Leave us with the gifts that guide us to move forward, to prosper, and forgive and trust. Stay if you will, go if you must. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Element of the East, air, we thank you for your presence this evening. We ask that you encourage us, each one of us, towards communication and understanding with each other. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
And farewell. The circle is open, but never broken. May we meet, may we part, and may shall we meet again. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
My ladies, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
So we used to, once upon a time, take a break at this point. But considering that we're a little over time now, I think it's best that we just clear ourselves a little bit, ground out some energy, and share our thoughts. Niv, would you share your thoughts about tonight's ritual?
Sure. Tonight's ritual was very important for me. I really needed this extra boost and energy and connection tonight. The personal things have been going on here that are hard to understand. And I'm almost dumbfounded. But because of the love and kindness and guidance that we receive when we do these rituals, and these are not made up, I have to tell everybody, these aren't just something you read, and this is something you feel, just like you do when you're face-to-face in circle. So tonight, I was handed a white handkerchief. It means a lot. The color white means a lot for me. Other than peace, it also to me is a blank canvas, and things can change rapidly. could they have? So this was a major connection for me tonight, and I most definitely needed to reach out and get a hug and get one back, and that's all I can say right now.
Now, that's the best part about giving a hug is that you get one back.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
My lady, your thoughts?
Well, I certainly enjoyed the ritual this evening. I think it was an important milestone. I think people need to hear the message that we need to be kinder, more understanding, more forgiving group of humans with each other and with ourselves. And oftentimes when we do these meditations, I don't really get the gift, you know, like a physical gift, so much as I get just an impression or a voice in my head that's telling me, telling me something important. And tonight it was really just that the message can't be loud enough. I can't irritate enough people with the idea that they've got to give up the hate, that they've got to learn to communicate and understand one another and to love. And it's the only way we're going to go forward.
You're right.
I could not agree more. For me, tonight was an emotional experience. You may have heard it in my voice. Tonight, I felt so deeply the love of the people around me, the love of the people in the circle, the love of the God and the Goddess. That is the energy that will pull us back from the fear. Fear vibrates at such a low frequency. And we can raise the energy level of those around us and raise them up out of their fear. But it's a conscious act on our part. We have to face fear with love. And when we do that, it spreads. And that is the way that we will pull the world back from this insanity that we are facing right now. With that said, I want to thank everyone who is in this circle tonight, those that are here, Liv, my lady. I want to thank you both for being here, for lending your energy as well. And I want to thank everyone who is listening, who has been here. Take this message and spread it to others. Be the pebble that creates the ripples. And we can change the world. I'm going to do a very shortened version of how to get in touch with us because it is getting time to go. If you are interested in having Robin or I, or both of us, Robin and I, come speak at an event, please email us. The email address we share is littlestonebridge@gmail.com. Let's see, a couple of things. We're going to be at Labor Day Libertine coming up the first weekend of September over Labor Day weekend. And the first weekend of November, we're going to be doing, it looks like, 3 workshops. We're finalizing all the details now with the organizers of Florida Pagan Gathering. We will be speaking there. We'll be talking about communications, and we'll be talking about the elements. So if you're interested in having us come out to an event, please get in touch with us. Again, that's littlestonebridge@gmail.com. Find us on Facebook, Little Stonebridge Pathworkings. Find the Spiritual Unity Radio Network Facebook page. Robin is Robin A. McKean on Facebook. Find me. I'm Terry Power on Facebook, or the public figure page is Red Terry Power HP. Thank you again to everyone for being with us. And my lady's traditional way she used to close her show, I think, is appropriate, and I will ask her to say that tonight as we wish you all a week filled with love and with wonder. And my lady?
Yes. I know what
how you used to. How did you used to end your show?
Spread the love.
So might it be. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.